Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Would you go ahead and worship the Lord with us this morning, wherever you are? Would you just release yourself into the presence of the Almighty God? The Holy Spirit is moving, and His presence is all over. Wherever you are today, the Lord is right there with you as He is here with us, right here. And let's just bless His name. Let's take a moment and worship Him and give Him the glory that He alone deserves. Father, we magnify Your holy name. We thank You. Our eyes are upon You today. Oh, we welcome You, precious Holy Spirit. We're nothing without You. We cannot do anything without You, but with You we have access to everything that the Father has made available to us. So take Your place in the midst of Your people today. Move freely through the airwaves. Lord, we implore You that You would have a free course amongst us today. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, in this moment, as I yield my vessel to You, Lord, that You will think through my mind, that You will speak through my vocal cords. In the name of Jesus, help me now to communicate the will of the Father. Help me, Lord, communicate Your will unto Your people. In the name of Jesus, thank You because the airwaves are saturated with Your presence. You are right here amongst us. We give You all the glory and we give You all the praise. Thank You because all satanic incursions, satanic interference has been smashed, has been stopped, and the ministering spirits have free access, the angels of God, to work. So, Father, we bless Your holy name. We give You the glory and we give You the praise. You alone deserve it. So receive it to yourself. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. Welcome and welcome and welcome. Thank you for joining us for this month's edition of our ALO, our Abundant Life Online Worship Experience. I am so thankful for the opportunity to be here with you. I know that it's a great season. I understand it's warmer this summer than it has been in many years past. So I hope you are keeping cool as you are enjoying the presence and the goodness of the Lord in all that you are doing. Well, if you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to please lift them up. Whatever you have that provides instructions through the Word of God for you, your devices, or your actual Bible, would you lift them up for a minute? And let's take this confession of faith together. Say with me, this is the infallible Word of God. It is God's will, God's purpose, and God's promise for my life. I can do everything this Word says I can do, and I can be everything that this Word says I can be. I receive into the prepared soil of my heart today the seeds of the Word of God. And I declare by faith that it is producing in every area of my life 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ooh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And welcome and thank you for joining us again, on whatever platform and wherever you are joining us from within the continental United States or anywhere else in the world. We're so thankful to you, wherever you are, whoever you are. We know that you are not alone. The Lord is right there with you. You might be in some exciting city, exciting part of the world where there's a lot of hustle and bustle and people can't get enough of themselves. Or you might be in some place, some corner somewhere where you are mostly by yourself, trying to do your best to do the will of God. I want you to know you are never alone. The Lord is right there with you. And regardless of what your circumstances are, the Lord prepared this service for you so that you can be blessed, so that you can receive His perfect will for your life, so you can enjoy the fullness of the goodness of God that has been prepared for you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God said, I will restore to you the years. I will restore to you the years. Do you believe that? Would you say that with me this morning? The Lord will restore to me the years. Oh, I'm so excited today as we get into the Word of God. For several months in this year, we have talked during our ELO services about this very powerful theme, this promise from the Lord to restore to us things that have been lost, things that have been taken away from us, things that we are aware of, things that we're not aware of, valuable relationships, precious time, progress, promotions, blessings of life. The Lord says, I will restore to you the years. And we spent a lot of time discussing some aspects of this. And I know in the latter part of the year, we're going to go on and press further in discussing other major aspects of this powerful theme. But it is very strong in my spirit today to devote this middle part of our discussions through the year on the most important person that makes it happen. The most important factor, the one that makes the difference, the one that sees to it that this promise of the Lord is actually a living reality in each of our lives. I'm talking about none other than the Holy Spirit Himself. I'm very excited to devote this service entirely to talking about the Holy Spirit and what He will do in our lives as the Lord fulfills His promise to restore unto us the years. Would you go with me? Let's go back to Joel chapter 2 and let's read from verse 23. He said, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the former rain moderately, and He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Verse 24. And the floors shall be full of wheat. Oh, hallelujah. And the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. We know that's the new wine of the Holy Spirit that He's been speaking to us about lately. The new wine of the Holy Spirit will fill our lives according to the promise of God. And that new wine represents different things to different people. Whatever that new wine represents to you today, the Lord is promising to fill your life with the new wine of the Holy Spirit. Maybe that new wine for you represents a new beginning in your relationship. Maybe it represents for you the beginning of a new thing in your family. Maybe it's your career. Maybe fullness, full gratification of labors that you have invested through the years in your career or in your business or in your ministry. maybe represents just the peace of God in your life. Coming to a place of peacefulness, a place of rest. Maybe it represents entering into your next wealthy place. Some dreams that you have had for years. Maybe you're a student somewhere. And maybe this represents a new incursion of the power of God into your education, into your career as a young or older person. Whatever this new wine represents in your life, in my life, the Lord says He's going to pour it out upon us. He's going to make it available to us. And we are going to see this morning how He does it. We're going to see how He restores the years to us. Let's keep on reading. He says, the floors shall be full of wheat. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. Oh, I love verse 25. Oh, I love it. Every time I read it, almost like I've never read it before. Let's read that together. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. Verse 26, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. My people shall never be ashamed. The Lord said, I will restore to you the years. Now, we're going to go down and read a couple more verses because we want to see how, and we want to see the vessel through whom the Lord is going to fulfill this promise in all of our lives. That vessel is the Holy Spirit. He's the one who's responsible for everything that you and I currently experience on this earthly plane. He is responsible for all of creation. He is responsible for the execution and administration of the will and the purpose of God in our lives. He is responsible for making the presence of God available to us. He's the spirit of renewal. He is the one who restores. He's the spirit of restoration. He's the inspiration of God. He's the one who brings the inspiration of the Father to us. He's the one who represents God. He is God Himself and He is God within us. Hallelujah. And He is the greater one inside of us. He is the greater one inside of us that guarantees that we have the upper hand in every situation of life. Through Him we conquer. Through Him we win. Through Him we have the victory. Through Him we are more than conquerors. Through Him we are overcomers. He is the greater one in us. And the Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Greater is He that is in you, that is in me, than he that is in the world. In fact, some translations say, greater is the Spirit in you. So he's talking about the Holy Spirit, the greater one. The Holy Spirit, the greater one. Oh, hallelujah. Let's keep on reading here. Let's go down to verse 28. It says, and it shall come to pass, it shall come to pass. Actually, even in verse 27, he says, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. You know what? When you hook up with the I am, when you get into strong covenant partnership with the I am, when you make room for the I am in your life, you will never know shame. You will never know shame. He said, I am in the midst of you. That's by the Holy Spirit. That's by the Holy Spirit. When you make room for the I am inside of you, in every area of your life, you will never know shame. When the I am becomes the center, oh, hallelujah. when the I am becomes the center, when he occupies the driver's seat, when he becomes the pilot, the I am himself, the Holy Spirit, when he takes his rightful place, not because he forces himself on us, because he would never do that, but because we make room for him, because we yield our lives to him, because we yield our vessels to him. When the I am takes his rightful place in our lives, we will never know shame. Make this confession of faith with me. Say, the I am has taken his rightful place in my life. Therefore, I will never know shame. Say this again. The I am, the Holy Spirit himself, the greater one, has taken the central place in my life. And therefore, I will never know shame. Whew, hallelujah. Look at it there in verse 28. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men also shall see visions. It is through the Holy Spirit that the Lord will restore to us the years. It is through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of creation, the Spirit of restoration, the Spirit of inspiration. It is through the Holy Spirit, through the person of the Holy Spirit, that the Lord will restore to us the years. And Joel chapter 2, we know, was fulfilled in Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, which we just read, was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, the Lord actually began the work of renewal, the work of restoration. In Acts chapter 2, in fulfillment of the prophecy from Joel chapter 2, the Lord actually began a work of restoration. He began a work of renewal in humanity through the church. Hallelujah. Through the church, by the agency of the Holy Spirit, the Lord began to fulfill his promise of restoration to humanity, to his people, by the agency of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's read in Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Oh, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit invaded their space. Oh, I pray today. In this season, you've been hearing us talking a lot about the Holy Spirit in this season, and we're not going to stop. We're going to keep talking about him. Our desire, our expectation is that the Holy Spirit himself will invade your space. The Holy Spirit himself will invade my space. The Holy Spirit will come in and occupy his rightful place in our lives. He said, and there appeared unto them, in verse 3, cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And you know, the people saw them and couldn't understand, couldn't figure out what was going on. And some of them laughed, they made funny comments, some of them just thought this was weird, this is strange. But Peter got up and began to speak in verse 14 of Acts chapter 2. He said, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea, and all you that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. It was just 9 o'clock in the morning. Because some of them said they must be drunk. They must be drunk. That's why they are acting like this. He said, no, we're not drunk. It's just 9 o'clock in the morning. He said in verse 16, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Go ahead and prophesy. Say, thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. Go ahead right now, wherever you are. Prophesy, dream dreams, see visions, declare the will of God. Say, Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit, the difference maker. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, the difference maker in my life. I welcome the Holy Spirit. I welcome the Holy Spirit. Now, let's make that a direct confession, even to him. Say, welcome, precious Holy Spirit. Welcome, precious Holy Spirit. Difference maker. Difference maker. The anointing of God. Welcome, precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Lord invaded their space. And Peter said, this is that which was spoken. This is that which was spoken. You know, that work of restoration, that work of renewal, that work of regeneration regarding the human experience, which the Lord prophesied through Joel, which came into fruition in Acts chapter 2 by the agency of the Holy Spirit, that work was jump-started in Luke chapter 1. When the Holy Spirit invaded the personal life of a young virgin. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit came in a mighty way and invaded the space in the personal life of a young virgin. My prayer today is that as we go through this service, and I feel the presence of the Lord already, hallelujah, I know he's all over here. This place is all over the airwaves, is all over you, wherever you are. My prayer is that as we go through this service, and as we spend just a few minutes here, we are not going to be long, as we go into some of the nitty-gritties that we're going to talk about here in just a minute, that the Lord, the Holy Spirit himself, will invade your personal space. Like he invaded the personal space of this young virgin. Like he invaded the space of the church, the apostles in the upper room. Like he invaded the lives of so many people that have worked with the Lord through the years. My prayer for yourself, for you, and for myself is that the Holy Spirit will invade our personal space. He will invade our lives. He will, let's use a better word. He will overshadow us. Oh, he will fall on us. He will fall on us. He will overshadow us. He will come upon us. He will dwell upon us. He will dwell within us. He will take the liberty to move freely in our lives. Somebody say amen. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Go with me to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Hallelujah. When the angel brought the news to Mary and prophesied and spoke about the pending birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary said, how shall this be? How is this going to happen? In verse 34, Luke chapter 1. Mary answered the angel, said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Verse 35. The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you, shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing that will be born of you will be called the Son of God. You will produce something divine. You will birth something divine in your life because the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest will overshadow you. Saints, when we move from wherever we have been and we take steps forward to open up more to the ministry and the person of the Holy Spirit. First of all, His person. First of all, His person. His ministry comes after His person. When we receive His person, then His ministry becomes manifest. Yeah, hallelujah. I know many times we relate with the Holy Spirit like He is an it, something. He's the power of God. Yeah, He brings the power of God, but He is a person. He is a person. And it is as we open up to Him, as we yield more to Him in our lives, and as He has more access in our lives, that's when His ministry in our lives actually becomes more manifest. More manifest. You see, he said the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Notice, the power of the Highest cannot overshadow you until the Holy Spirit Himself finds a place in you. I've got to say that again. The power of the Highest cannot overshadow you until the Holy Spirit Himself finds more room in your life. All of us have experienced a measure, different measures of the power of God. All of us have experienced different measures, different measures of an encounter with the Holy Spirit, with God Himself in our lives. We all of us are in our vessels. We all carry a certain measure of the presence of God. We carry a certain measure of the power of God in our lives, but the will of God is God wants us to become overshadowed by that power. He wants us to be overshadowed, so encapsulated, so taken over by the power of God, that what we produce will go from human to divine. The things we begin to produce will go from human to divine. There are two different kinds of experiences every one of us have. We would either have human experiences or we will have divine experiences. Well, there are a lot of things that happen to people in life and they say, oh, that's human. Oh, that happens to everyone. Yes, that's just human. The Bible does accept that there are certain things that are common to the human experience. But you know, the Bible also tells us that the more the Holy Spirit finds room in our lives, the more we go from the human experience to the divine. We begin to produce, we begin to birth the divine. Suddenly, the situations of our lives go from what people say, oh, that's just human, and it goes to, oh, that is divine. Oh, that is divine. That is uncommon. That is unusual. That is strange. That is amazing. Oh, hallelujah. Well, how does God do that in our lives? He does that by the agency of the Holy Spirit. The more we make room for the Holy Spirit in our lives, the more we birth the divine. the more the Holy Spirit has access, the closer we get to Him, the more we interact with Him, the more we relate with Him, the more we birth the divine, the divine. Suddenly, in your natural physical life, you feel a jolt of divinity. You feel like there's a divine current running through your physical being that's shaking up every kind of human weakness, every kind of human limitation. Suddenly, you begin to find new grace to do the things that God has assigned you. You suddenly find a new empowerment, a new energy is available to you to be able to do the things that you've been called in your life to do. Suddenly you begin to birth the divine in your family. You birth the divine in your ministry. You birth the divine in your finances. Suddenly it's difficult for you yourself to even understand how all of this is happening around you, because you know in the natural you don't have access to much, but the divine of God, resources and blessings and favors have been poured out upon your life by the agency of the Holy Spirit. Look at what the angel said to Mary again. He says, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing that shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know what? I want to just kind of camp out here for just a couple more minutes. Camp out here around this scripture here, because I'm sensing that the Lord wants me to say a few more things here. So suddenly, when the Holy Spirit finds more room in your life for Him, hallelujah, the power of the highest will overshadow you. The power of the highest will overshadow you. Oh, glory to God. The spirit of wisdom and understanding will come upon you. The spirit of knowledge, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of know-how, the spirit of know-how, the spirit of nowhere, the spirit of know-when will come upon you. And the spirit of might, like that young man, Samson, who took the jawbone of an ass, and with it, he wreaked havoc in the camp of the enemy. It was just a tiny little instrument, like David. It was just a stone, a pebble that he picked up by the side of the road, brought down a giant Goliath that was the greatest enemy of the people of God. But it was not the instrument. It was not the stone in the hand of David. It was not the instrument, the jawbone of an ass or whatever that was in the hand of Samson. It was the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It was the power of God overshadowing them to such an extent that they birthed the divine. They birthed the divine. Great victory. Oh, glory be to God. Great victory. Great victory came into their lives, into their human experience. They began to birth the divine because they made room for the Holy Spirit. Saints, don't let this go over your head. Don't let this sound like mere cliche to you. Don't tune this out like, oh, I've heard this. This is the millionth message I've heard talking about the Holy Spirit. No, don't do that. That's the enemy trying to whisper that. No. Keep your heart right on this word, because the power of God is overshadowing you. Even as you're hearing this word, there's some things that are coming into being in your life
There are some impossible things you couldn't do before that are coming into manifestation right now, that are becoming possible. There are some difficult things that you were encountering. They are suddenly becoming easy for you. There's supernatural grace coming into your life. There's supernatural wisdom coming into your life. There's supernatural provision coming into your life by the agency of the Holy Spirit, because the power of God is overshadowing you, and suddenly you are birthing the divine. Whew, hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm birthing the divine. Shout it out loud. I'm birthing the divine. I'm birthing the divine in my physical life. I'm birthing the divine in my mental, emotional life. I'm birthing the divine in my finances. I'm birthing the divine in my ministry. I'm birthing the divine in our family. We are birthing the divine in my career. I am birthing the divine. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. We are birthing the divine. We are birthing the divine. The power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the highest, overshadows us, and is overshadowing us in this service, even right now, as his word is going out to us. He's overshadowing us, and we are birthing the divine. Yokes are being broken. Strangleholds and strongholds are being destroyed. The light of God is beginning to shine and bring in clarity. The glory of God is alighting upon the lives of his people. We are birthing the divine. Woo! Hallelujah. Shout it out. Say, I'm birthing the divine. I'm birthing the divine. I'm birthing the divine. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I love it. Oh, I love it. I love it. The word of God says, greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. You know, when the Holy Spirit, when he finds access in our lives, we come into a life of victory. We come into a life of glory. We come into a life of blessing. Hallelujah. Would you go there with me to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4? Let's read actually. I'm going to read first in the King James. 1 John chapter 4. From verse 1, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are birthing the divine. We are birthing the divine. 1 John chapter 4, I'm going to read from verse 1. To 4, and then I'm going to read verse 4 in a couple of other versions here. 1 John chapter 4 from verse 1, it says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Notice, he's talking about spirits. He's talking about appearances of godliness. And in this service, we're focusing on the Holy Spirit, not appearances. Not appearances. We're focusing on the Holy Spirit himself. He says, Hereby know you the Spirit of God. That's the Holy Spirit now. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Hallelujah. It's very good. It's very important that we understand that much as the Holy Spirit has been given to us. There are also counterfeit spirits in the world. There are counterfeit spirits in the world. Some of these counterfeit spirits have made their way into the church. Some of these counterfeit spirits stand and speak from pulpits. Some of these counterfeit spirits sing in the choir. Some of these counterfeit spirits usher. Some of these counterfeit spirits operate in the area of our finances. The Lord would want us to know, yes, the Holy Spirit has been given unto us, but there are also counterfeit spirits. There are counterfeit spirits that seek to derail the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And it is very important that we are aware of that. Hallelujah. He says there in verse 3, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now it is already in the world. Yes, those counterfeit spirits would never glorify Jesus. Those counterfeit spirits are spirits that glorify and magnify self. They magnify self even over God. That counterfeit spirit draws attention to itself even in spite of what the Lord wants to do. Those contrary spirits will seek to derail what the Lord wants to do in our lives. You see that in the New Testament. I don't have the time. But every time there is an outpouring of the power of God, and every time God is doing something, there is always at work right there in the same place those contrary spirits. You know that in Acts chapter 8, when the power of God was poured out through Philip and some of the people who went out, right there and then was a man seeking to operate in a contrary spirit, in a counterfeit spirit. And every time there is an outpouring of the work of God in our lives, and every time the Holy Spirit is seeking to be more manifest, the enemy also releases contrary, counterfeit spirit. He said, though, here it is. He says in verse 4, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them all, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Say with me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Let's make this really clear and accurate. Say, greater is the Holy Spirit of God inside of me. Greater is the Holy Spirit of God inside of me than everything that is in the world. Say that. Greater is the Holy Spirit inside of me than everything that is in the world. When the Holy Spirit is operating inside of you, when he is given the liberty that he desires inside of your life, nothing in this worldly order can withstand the power of that Spirit. Nothing. Remember that scripture we read in Joel at the beginning? You will never, when he's in the midst of you, you will never know shame. There is nothing in this world order that will ever be able to defeat you. You will never know defeat. When the Holy Spirit is operational in your life, when the Holy Spirit is working within you, when the Holy Spirit is fully resident in you, you will never, ever know defeat. you will never know shame. Greater is He. Let's read that scripture. I've got to wrap this up. Hallelujah. Look at the message. The message says, My dear children, you come from God and you belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers, for the spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. I love that line. The spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. Oh, hallelujah. The spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. You cannot be stopped. You cannot be defeated when the Holy Spirit is fully operational in your life. Hallelujah. Look at the New Living Translation of that scripture. It says, but you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. Hallelujah. I love the Living Bible. The Living Bible says, dear young friends, you belong to God and have already won your fight with those who are against Christ, because there is someone in your heart who is stronger than any evil teacher in the wicked world. I'm going to try to close. The Bible says here in the King James, greater is He that is in you. And then it says, you have overcome the world. You have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. The word overcome in the Greek is the word nikeo, and it means to subdue, to conquer, to overcome, to prevail, to get the victory. Listen to that. The word overcome in the Greek is the word nikeo, and it means to subdue, to conquer, to overcome, to prevail, to get the victory. One of the landmark expressions of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer is He makes an overcomer out of you. He is the greater one. He makes an overcomer out of you. So there is nothing in this world order that can withstand the Spirit of God that is within you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to just, wherever you are, lift up your hands to heaven. Say, Holy Spirit, take your full place inside of my life. Have full preeminence, complete preeminence. Take your place in me. Invade every space in my life. In the name of Jesus, translate me from the experiences of humanity to the experiences of divinity. Produce through my life the divine workings and the divine products of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's close out. I want us to read two last scriptures here. The Holy Spirit is the difference maker. And when the Holy Spirit is with us, He makes the difference in our lives. Remember in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, the Bible tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the Holy Spirit that made the difference in His life. It was the Holy Spirit that made the difference in His life. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God was with him. The greater one. the greater one. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God was with him. The overshadowing influence of the Holy Spirit made the difference in the life of Jesus. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. Nothing in this world order could stop him. He was more than a conqueror. Why? Because the greater one was within him. Well, when the Lord was living, he gave us the same person who made the difference in his life. In John chapter 14, let's close out there. Let's read from verse 16 to 18. In John chapter 14, the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit so that the way he made a difference in his life, he will make the same difference in our lives. He gave us the greater one, so that nothing in this world order will ever be able to stop us, defeat us, or confound us. John chapter 14, let's read from verse 16, and let's close out here. Let's read this out in the Amplified. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. That he may remain with you forever. Verse 17. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to his heart, because he does not see him or know him or recognize him, but you know him, and he lives with you constantly and will be in you. Verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, helpless. I will come back to you. I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, helpless. I will come back to you. Well, he's come back to us by the Holy Spirit. The greater one lives inside of us. So, beloved, let's make more room for him. Let's yield more to him. Let's open up more to him. Let's fellowship more with him. Let's remember the greater one is in us. Let's remember to consult with him in every step that we take. Let's remember, talk to him every day. Fellowship with him. Ask him for his direction. Ask him for his wisdom in everything that you do. In everything that you do. And when we do that, that greater one will bring us to realms of victory, realms of glory that we have never experienced. In the name of Jesus. Would you stand to your feet, lift up your hands to heaven, and begin to welcome him? Holy Spirit, welcome. Holy Spirit, take your place. I yield to you. Have your place in me. Have your place in me. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Do that which is pleasing to you in my life. Have your way in me. Have your way in me. Oh, have your way in me. Redirect me. Redirect me. Regenerate me. Restore me. Restore to me the years. Beloved, as we make more room for the Holy Spirit in our lives, the Lord will restore to us the years. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.